100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com, which will be for not for quite a while. Feeling much better as an average, although I did get that shingles follow-up shot, and man, that hurts. Just got to stick to the Advil and the ice packs for another day or two. And haven't been doing my walks like I should, but I'll get back to it. I need to go to Walmart to get a sticker for a flick button to control the Halloween stuff on the front yard. I've posted photos on various things, so if you haven't seen it, let me know. Anyway, the weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic for this week is classical music. And we got some stories in. And I'll be playing them, sharing them with y'all. I'll get back to y'all after the stories. How's that sound?
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 965 with a prompt of classical music. I had to get a new laptop today, and I just got Audacity downloaded and Word so that I could rewrite my story, and we'll see how that works. Here we go. The gravel crunched beneath Bilbert's feet as he walked from the road to the Withybottoms mansion. He could see from the steps that the front door stood slightly open. At the doorstep, Bilbert heard classical music filtering down from the upper floor. He poked his head inside and called, "Mandy, are you here?" Rapid footsteps hurried down the stairs, and Linoleum Amanda was shushing Bilbert with a finger to her lips. "Daddy's asleep, and Mother doesn't want us to wake him." Bilbert shook his head. "I can't believe you still have him at home. He needs to be in the hospital." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Stop.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
It's a fact that music can influence the manner in which we approach activities. I'm told that many surgeons like to have classical music piped into theater when they're conducting surgery. Apparently, it promotes calm and helps them to focus on the job at hand. Athletes train to upbeat motivational songs, and we're advised to avoid playing loud, heavy rock music when driving, since it promotes speed and risk-taking. Personally, I like to listen to thrash metal when I'm conducting surgery. Not because I like it or I'm a sloppy worker, but it's perfect for drowning out the screams.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is, by far, the best piano movement. I tend to like more modern classical music. And I am partial to works with piano and full orchestra. Wedding Day at Trollhausen by Edvard Grieg. Eric Satie's Gynopédie No. 1. Aquarium by Kamal Sanset. Sergei Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme by Paganini, Liszt, Les Preludes, Symphony Poems No. 1, 3, S97-1, Hans Zimmer's Time from Inception. All excellent works, but for me, the work that moves me the deepest is Prokofiev's P Piano Concerto No. 1 in D flat major, opus 10. The first movement is like a runaway train. It soars upward, taking my soul with it. Pure bliss. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. She couldn't find her violin. She shuffled through the pile of bags waiting to be placed in a train. Where is the violin? Where is it? She ran around like a lunatic, grabbing people's arms and repeating the question over and over again. In the distance, a man walked away with a violin case. Why not? She had rejected him. She had mocked him, saying she had played him like a fiddle. Really? So, he was taking the fiddle. No more fiddling with people's feelings. She would have to face the music, and it wouldn't be the classical version of it. This is my story for this week. Drop on my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Richard here. Here's my story on the topic of classical music. It's called Mr. Dobbs. I first encountered classical music in primary school. As we gathered together for morning assembly, Mr. Dobbs, one of the teachers, would play something from his own collection to accompany us. The name of the piece, composer, and date were always written on a flip chart on the stage, and I soon knew a bunch by heart. As for Mr. Dobbs, we derived endless pleasure watching him bob about to the music, humming along to the tunes, oblivious to our stares. These days, if I hear one of those pieces, I picture Mr. Dobbs, and I bob along. Just like him. That's it. Until next time. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The terraforming vessels landed and remade the planet, taking centuries to clear the alien landscape and chemistry, replacing it with species and oceans and forests of home. Fabrication vessels landed, mining ores, building machinery and housing. A sleeper vessel landed next. Environment-suited experts tested the atmosphere and soil to confirm habitability. Confirmed. Success. The rest of the colony ships landed, and the new population set about populating their new home. One administrator went to his terminal and requested Bach, but all that played was static. It would be decades before the request was received, and many more for fulfillment.
And there you have it, a bunch of stories on the topic of classical music. Now, the next topic is a pick two. and it's Throwaway Flight, Once More with Passion, Blood Pressure, Engine, and Roast. But if you want to turn that into a Halloween-type story, go ahead. If not, you can make it an Easter or a Christmas story. You can do whatever you want with it. That's completely up to you. You're the creative energy. Have fun with it. Also, I got a message from, not Patreon. Was it Blueberry or someone? Some sort of site. I get emails all the time from places. Oh, you can list with us and you'll be a success. And I'm like after 19 years? Okay. Or how about I just do it for the enjoyment of it? I'm enjoying this, right? I'm going to admit, sometimes I don't. It's not that I hate it or loathe it. It's sometimes it feels like a chore, and sometimes it's like, oh, yeah. You can tell by when I actually get the stories for the week done, but that's because I'm freaking lazy these days. Anyway, so there might be something coming about that. I don't know. We'll see. I don't get excited over these things. It's just whatever. Validation. Who needs it? Anyway, speaking of validation, hello, Tinny. We got a good cat. Yes, you're being a friendly cat today. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. Thank you all for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.